You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Friday, January 15th. What to know about President-elect Joe Biden's new nearly $2 trillion priority list, where he wants the money to go, and how both sides feel about it. Also, Operation Protect DC continues. Federal authorities have released new details about last week's Capitol riot and the plan for next week's inauguration. Plus, remembering a Las Vegas legend, the most talked about tech at CES, including a new lineup of Samsung smartphones, and the Girl Scouts' unlikely new partner. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President-elect Biden is laying out his top priorities to deal with the pandemic. He revealed a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan, and he wants Congress to pass it right away. As you might imagine, there's quite a bit included. It calls for more direct payments to most American households worth $1,400 per person. That's more than double the $600 direct payments passed last month. Plus, this one has an extra $400 a week for unemployed Americans through September. And there's money to support states and local governments, as well as businesses and schools. On top of that, Biden wants to use this time to go ahead and raise the national minimum wage to $15 an hour. He argues no one working 40 hours a week should live below the poverty line, and that support seems to be growing for it with a similar law passing in the state of Florida recently. But critics, including some Republicans and business groups, have argued before that if businesses have to pay people more, they'll end up hiring fewer workers and it'll actually hurt the economy. Either way, Biden's wish list goes beyond the economy. For example, he wants another $400 billion to go toward other COVID-19 projects, like vaccinating people nationwide. Biden says human suffering is happening now, so, quote, there's no time to waste. Democrats are on board. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer put out a statement saying they'll work right away to turn Biden's vision into legislation. But there's already pushback from some Republicans who say the price tag is just too big and the overall package too broad. For example, the top Republican on the House Budget Committee, Congressman Jason Smith, criticized Biden's proposal as a, quote, liberal takeover of the American economy. And one budget expert who advises conservative lawmakers told The Wall Street Journal Biden would have better luck focusing in on fewer things. Now, keep in mind, there will be more Democrats in the Senate come next Wednesday, giving them a better chance, at least, of passing a bigger relief bill and faster this time around. So stay tuned. Investigators have learned some new disturbing details about some of the rioters involved in last week's Capitol invasion. The Washington Post is reporting that dozens of people on the FBI's terrorist watch list were in Washington, D.C. for the pro-Trump events that ended with a violent mob storming the Capitol building. Sources told the Post that most on that list are suspected white supremacists who were already flagged as potential security risks. Now, to be clear, the terrorist watch list is different from the no-fly list that's meant to keep terrorism suspects off airplanes. So it was not illegal for them to travel to D.C. or be in a public space. That said, some law enforcement officials pointed out that having so many people on the watch list in one place should have raised alarms. Top national security officials are getting ready for next week's inauguration and laid out their plans to keep people safe. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, spoke publicly for the first time since last week's riot and said there's a, quote, extensive amount of concerning online chatter. He confirmed authorities are preparing for potential armed protests in Washington, D.C. and state capitals around the country. And he said it seems some people have been inspired by the violence at the Capitol and want to create their own chaos. But he admits it's not always clear what's just talk versus what could become a real-world concern. Either way, authorities have ramped up security efforts unlike anything we've ever seen before. At this point, they've deployed about 21,000 National Guard members to Washington, D.C. They've closed off streets and installed new fencing. The FBI also set up a headquarters to assess any threats, plus command posts and field offices around the country. And even as they're preparing for the next big event, they're determined to find the people responsible for last week's Capitol attack. Wray said the FBI has already ID'd more than 200 suspects and arrested more than 100 of them. So he had a message for the other half saying, quote, we know who you are and an FBI agent is coming to find you. It looks like next week's inauguration ceremony will be a star-studded event. All the major TV networks will air a 90-minute primetime special called Celebrating America. Actor Tom Hanks will host it, and you'll see performances by pop stars Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lopez, Justin Timberlake, Jon Bon Jovi, and Demi Lovato. And of course, it will include remarks from President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. We'll be covering the highlights, and if you want to watch live, the inauguration is set for noon Eastern next Wednesday. All right, more news coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by Apostrophe. Prescription skincare works, but it can be hard to get and be pretty expensive. But Apostrophe makes it easy and affordable to see a board-certified dermatologist online, no appointment required. Yet you get a completely customized treatment plan. In fact, Apostrophe's compounding pharmacy custom blends and hand bottles your prescription and ships it directly to your door. I did this mostly to see what I could be doing now to prevent fine lines and wrinkles, and she prescribed a mild yet effective option and answered all my questions quickly. Of course, they can help with various concerns like acne, redness, dark spots, wrinkles, and more. So get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/newsworthy and use our code newsworthy. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/newsworthy, click begin visit, then use the code newsworthy at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's APOSTROPHE, apostrophe.com/newsworthy, and use that code newsworthy to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. Okay, now back to the news. Well, it turns out 2020, the year of record-breaking hurricanes, wildfires, and heat waves, was one of the two hottest years ever recorded. NASA says 2020 tied the last record that was set back in 2016. And that's pretty significant considering scientists have been measuring this since the 1800s. Scientists weren't necessarily expecting this to happen before 2020 hit. During the last record-setting year, it was an El Niño year. That's just part of a natural climate cycle that spreads unusually warm waters across the Pacific Ocean. But 2020 was the opposite. A La Niña developed, which should have made the planet relatively cool. Of course, that didn't happen. So most researchers say this is more evidence global warming is happening and quickly. The entertainment world is saying goodbye to Siegfried Fischbacher, better known as half of famed Vegas act Siegfried and Roy. Fischbacher passed away Wednesday night of pancreatic cancer. He was 81. His death comes 8 months after the passing of his longtime domestic and stage partner, Roy Horn, who died of COVID-19 complications at the age of 75. At the time, Fischbacher said in a statement, quote, "There could be no Siegfried without Roy, no Roy without Siegfried." Together, the pair is best known for combining magic with big cats and other exotic animals as part of an extravagant performance with elaborate costumes, set design, lights, and smoke machines. They performed in Las Vegas for more than 30 years, though it mostly came to an end in 2003 when Horn was mauled by a 400-pound white tiger on stage. A street on the Vegas Strip was named after them just last year. From high-tech face masks to fever-sensing doorbells, pandemic-related tech was a hit at the largest tech expo in the world this week. Every year, the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, shows off the latest and greatest in technology. And this year, smart masks were among the big talkers. Some of those on display monitor your breathing rate, log how many pollutants are being blocked, and keep tabs on the air quality. Others take it a step further and have built-in fans and air purification systems. The Wall Street Journal reports other popular items include UV lights to kill germs, air purifiers, and a doorbell that uses an infrared thermometer to check someone's temp before they can enter your home. And even though COVID-19 seemed to loom large over this event, even forcing it to be all virtual for the first time ever, there were many other types of tech and big announcements as well. In fact, Samsung unveiled its newest fleet of smartphones. The Galaxy S21, S21 Plus, and S21 Ultra will range from $800 to $1,200. The AP reports that's up to 20% cheaper than last year's models. And the phones will boast some new bells and whistles. For example, Samsung says they have bigger screens, better cameras, and longer-lasting batteries. All three of them are now available for pre-order and will officially launch January 29th, 2 weeks from today. Samsung also showed off some new earbuds to compete with Apple AirPods. They're waterproof, plus they include surround sound and noise-canceling capabilities. The Galaxy Buds Pro are out for $200. Well, Google sealed the deal to take over Fitbit. The acquisition is worth $2.1 billion, and it's expected to give Google a huge edge in the health market, since Fitbit has some of the most popular fitness trackers out there. but the deal is definitely raising privacy concerns. Critics worry Google could mine the health data of Fitbit users and potentially use it to sell ads. But the tech giant says that's not the case. It promises to protect user privacy and says this deal will always be about devices, not data. Either way, the Department of Justice is still investigating this merger, and if it doesn't like it, it could try to put a stop to it. But Google says it's ready to answer any questions from the DOJ. It's Girl Scout cookie season, and starting next month, you can use Grubhub to get your Thin Mints, Samoas, or other favorites delivered to your doorstep. This is a game changer for the Girl Scouts. The New York Times reports it's the first time in their more than 100-year history that they've partnered with a food delivery service. Usually, they sell the most cookies outside supermarkets, malls, and other high-traffic areas. But the pandemic has made that a challenge. So this year, they're going more high-tech. Grubhub will offer pickup and delivery of the cookies in select cities in Alabama, Florida, Indiana, Massachusetts, North Carolina, and Texas. If you live elsewhere, you can also order on the Girl Scouts website starting February 1st. As always, no matter how you order, your purchase will help support youth programs and activities. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And today we're talking about how a hobby made popular during the pandemic is now turning into a way to give back to the community. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. You may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're making 2021 plans or are on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. And now back to Feel Good Friday. More than 500 quarantine home bakers have teamed up to bake loaves of bread at home and deliver them to Seattle area food banks. This was all spearheaded by an avid baker named Catherine Curley. She says the project started small, but quickly ballooned. The group she calls Community Loaves donated 19 loaves of bread at the start of the pandemic, and its most recent donation was more than 1,300 loaves. And they're still going. This is a much-needed contribution right now, too. Food banks across the country are seeing surging demand. In some cases, people are waiting in line for hours, sometimes even overnight, to simply get a bag or box of food. So right now, any and all donations are needed. As for Community Loaves, members have developed a simple recipe for honey oat loaf bread. Volunteers are encouraged to make 4 loaves of bread using their formula. That way they can donate 3 and keep 1 for themselves. Some volunteers say they're now baking and donating bread with some of their family members, and this has helped them bond with their loved ones. Others say this is an effort just to give back, and it's restored their faith in the collective good. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.